Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf.
Why do you want him? You say look for any or shen when they look for it.
Exactly. Anyway, today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the last two lines of Chof Zayin Amud Beis. Zokti Mar Amr Rabbi Bchana Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Maka Shemechalin Oleo Es Hashabos Ein Misrapin Mehen. Any type of makkah, a trauma, a disease, an illness, that one is allowed to mechal Shabbos, meaning that is pikiach nefesh, any misrap mehen, do not go to the pagan doctors to ask for a refuah. Why not? Like Rashi said at the top of the Amud, if you remember yesterday's Gemara, Rashi on the third line, Sufik chai, Sufik meis, that Chas Shalom, if the Roifei does not give a refuah, he may pass away. Ein misrapin mehen. To oivit kechovim vadai kotelei. Umutl shiniach ula yichya. Don't go to a pagan doctor, because in the dava vadai, when he sees that the Jew is unfortunately hanging on the brink, Chas Shalom, he may go and kill him. Therefore,
it is a sakona.
What's the maisa shoya?
The Briskerov,
yeah.
With his son, of Moshe.
Yeah.
And Yoshebeh, he was in bed.
Uh huh.
And he was in bed, a doctor.
Uh huh.
And Chaim Brisker asked his son, he asked the doctor if he needs more light. They had a gas lamp.
Uh huh.
So he said he could use more lamp.
Mm-hmm.
So Chaim Brisker asked what he called Moshe,
yeah,
to make a bigger fire,
uh-huh,
a piece of light. So he says Shabbos.
Yeah.
So he said something to him, and then he asked the Dayan to light the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to Shabbos,
that's Pekuach Nefesh.
Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to light and make a phone call too.
Absolutely. Pekuach Nefesh, Doiches Shabbos, and you're allowed to do a lot of
work. So you draw a line to know when it's Pekuach Nefesh or not?
That you have to speak to the great
sir. You don't have a doctor who knows. What do you do?
Usually the halacha is you ask the Chayil himself, because the Chayil Yudea and Moritz Nafshay.
You know what he says?
Anyway, but let's continue on anyway.
No.
We have a long daf today. Kol makkah shemachalin oleo es haShabbos. Any makkah that one's allowed to machal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, ei misrap mehen. Don't go to the doctorium from the pagans, because cholil v'chas. So that's the first version of Rabbi Bachana. V'ikri yami, another version of Rabbi Bachana. Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makkah shol cholol. Cholol means, says Rashi, b'chalal gufay, within the body cavity. Anything within inside the body, then that's by definition something which is chas v'sholoim, one can be machal Shabbos on. Ein misrap mehen, for the same reason, don't be misrapa from the pagan doctors. Frankly, my benai, l'choyer, both of these memories, both of these versions are exactly the same. Why are they exactly the same? Because you look on the second line of Rashi. Rashi says, the Gemara says in Yuma, Kol makkah shel cholol, anything having to do with the inside, inner cavity of the body, mechalin oleos haShabbos. So that was the first memra that Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol makkah shel mechalin oleos haShabbos. And now he's repeating himself. A makkah shel cholol, which means a makkah shel mechalin oleos haShabbos. So Freddy Marmai Benai, what's enough given him? Ik benayu gav hayad ve gav haregel. Jem revada bar master. Amar rav. Gaviyad, Gaviregel, how do you think makkah shel cholol umechalin alein es haShabbos? What happens if that person has a makkah on the back of his hand or on his foot? Those two are like a makkah shel cholol. Now it doesn't mean any type of makkah, but if you look at the second toisus, Pirush. Hainu choyli she'ola shom me'elav. In other words, something, lesions, some sort of problem that is growing out of his hand, not as a result of a trauma situation, but some sort of sickness that's causing tzuris there on the back of his hand. O yishlo yayideh makas cherev, but we're also not talking as a result of a cut. Why? Because makas cherev says to us, amrinim b'chol mokim b'chal lenas haShabbos. That you can b'chal Shabbos, even if it's not the back of the hand or the back of the foot. Even if it happens to be any other part of the body, if you have a makas cherev, meaning a cut as a result of a knife or something similar, that chas v'shalom could lead to infections, could lead to tzuris, therefore, mechalin aleha es haShabbos.
My daughter.
Here, what's your daughter?
She knew this
Gemara?
She called me Friday night. After she called the doctor.
As was?
And the doctor told her, call your father.
Ah. Okay.
But I heard a voice. If I didn't hear a voice, I wouldn't pick up the phone.
Ah. Okay, so let's go on. Hopefully everybody is gesumt and everything worked out well. So getting back to Agimora, so therefore the nafkimna between the first version. The second version is, legabi, if someone has a maka begav hayad begav regel, the definition of gav hayad means from a person's wrist to the beginning of the fingers. On a hand, you're talking about from the wrist until the beginning of the fingers. And on the foot, we're talking about from the ankle until the beginning of the toes. That's the gav hayad, gav regel, if there's a maka, machal nes ha-shabes. Omer Rav Zutra Bartovi Omer Rav, kol maka shetzricha oimed, any type of maka that requires an assessment. What type of assessment, says Rashi, an oimed shemisukenes kol kach ha-shom, there's such a sakana. We're going to have to call the grace of professors to decide whether Chas V'Sholem this person will live or Cholila Fachet. Any type of such maka, Mechalala Sashabas. Omer Shimon Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yoichanan, V'hai Ishta Tzmirta. If a person has a high fever, Kemaka Shol Choldami, U'Mechalan Ole Es Sashabas. Again, that's dangerous. You spoke about before that a makashul chol, that's the inner cavity of the person. The halacha is that machal nes ha-shabbos. Now the question is, define that. Pirush of ami minasaf of lifnim. Anything starting from the lips and inside, in other words, already even inside the mouth, that's already considered part of the inner cavity. Was that there?
Oh,
and the more Taki talks about it further. Boy Rebbe Luzar, Kichi Vishini Mai, what about the gums and the teeth? Are those also considered to be part of the inner cavity, part of the chol? What's the shayla? Kivi the Akushin, no, because they are hard. The teeth and the gums together are like a wall of defense. Is kemaka divroi dami, to consider that like an external maka, and therefore there is no din mechalim l'sashabas. Or idum akim dev gavoy kvar. Lamaisa, they're inside the mouth. If they're inside the mouth, then they're considered to be like inside. And they have a kemaka shel chol dami. Dos is the shayla. Zokti yimara omar abayi toshema. So let's go be patient.
How does a lay person know which is which?
All these shaylas, if a person has a loch lemaisi, should speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Anyway, Omer Rabbi, Toshima, Mungalim to the Braisa, Choshish Bishinov, Loigma, Behen, Esa, Choymit. If a person has a chashash, something's bothering him with his teeth, he should not go and drink Choymit. Choymit is vinegar, because vinegar was known to be an ointment, a refuah, for a person that's suffering from teeth pain. So let's go midai. Choshish Hudaloi. That's only because he has some chashash. In other words, it bothers him a little bit. However, if it's really bothering him, it's really painful, shaper dummy, then you're allowed to go and drink as much vinegar as you want, even on Shabbos. Ah, so the choir I see that even teeth, the halacha is that it's considered to be an inyan of pikuach nefesh, and therefore hilchos Shabbos don't apply, and you're allowed to go and drink as much vinegar as you want. Every more dilma tana hecha the koyv le tuva chayshishna mi kori le. You have no raya, because when it says a chayshish bishinov, it doesn't say chshash, epsaklinchig chshash, it's only bothering him a little bit. It could be the tana of this braisa is referring to any type of pain, whether it's from 1 to 10, pain of 1, or pain of 9, anything is chayshish bishinov, he feels bad in his shinayim. And therefore, nevertheless, don't drink any chaymit, is a simon that if that's the way you're going to learn pshat, then it's taka kim miavroi and not kiman de gevoi. It could be it's an external and not an internal wound, so you don't have a clear raya from this price in one way or the other. Toshima Rabbi Yoichanan. And now we're going to have a fascinating, fascinating story, very difficult story. Rabbi Yoichanan chosh bitzapdina. What is zapdina? Says Rashi, choyli hashinayim. Some sort of problem, some sort of disease, some sort of illness with his teeth. He went to a Roman matron and asked her, please help me out. Apparently she had some medical knowledge, or at least for purposes of tzabdina, is of the cham shel mali shapsa. She gave him some sort of ointment, some sort of potion for Thursday and for Friday. Amar lo, And now Rabbi Yochanan asked her, "L'mocher, my vosit zayin mitshabes kedush. If I'm not feeling well on my teeth, what should I do?" Amr leilas vichas, you're not going to need it. And I did such a good job, don't have to worry. Oh, but if I eat zrich, my vosit zayin. If I do need it, what should I do? Amr, so she said, "Ishtabeli dolei megalis. I have a patent and a trademark on this potion. You have to swear to me that you're not going to go and reveal it." So Timur Ishtabullah, he made a shvua lelako Yisrael. Notice it says lelako Yisrael. To Hashem, loy maglin, I'm not going to go and be megalit. As a result, Galilei, she was megala this soid to him, to Rabbi Yochanan. L'mocha, the next day, Rabbi Yochanan, on Shabbos Kodesh, nofak dorshim bepirka, he was holding his weekly perek, in other words, giving a shir. And in the shir, he said, "Rabbi Isai, I have a special potion that I want, a special formula that I want to go and share with you if a person has tzaf dinah." He had told her that he's not going to go and reveal it. Feitimo vishtabalo l'lekoy Yisrael. He said, "We made a ganze shvuah." Or vishtabalo. Everything went l'lekoy Yisrael l'maglina v'l'amid Yisrael maglina. What he said was, "I'm not going to go and reveal it to Hashem."
It's semantics.
I'm in it slightly. I know, Rabbi Isai, it's a very, very difficult story. Don't jump yet. But I'm not going to go and be megalit to the Rabbi Yishlam of Am Yisrael Maglina, but I can go and be megalit to Amch Yisrael. Jok Rashi of them. Had he said, "I'm going to be Mishtaba Beilikod Yisrael," then he was saying, "I'm swearing in Hashem's name." By saying Leilikod Yisrael, he's saying, "I'm not going to be megalit to Hashem, but I can go and megale to everybody else." We're not finished yet. We're not finished. Isn't it a chil Hashem because she knows that he swore to her that he's not going to go and reveal it, and he did reveal it? Is that a chil Hashem? Everything the goli lo meikara, he went and he told her in advance, "I want you to know, young lady, I made such a shvua, but it was leilakod Yisrael, not beilakod Yisrael, and therefore I'm going to reveal it after all. So there's not going to be a chil Hashem." That's the end of this part of the story. Everybody's wondering, how could this be? Oy, oy, oy. The Gemara doesn't go weiter. However, the Yerushalmi brings this story. And the Yerushalmi says there are two versions of what happened after this story. Version number one is that this Matronisa went and committed suicide. Why did she commit suicide? Because her magic formula now was Goliv Yadua L'chol HaAmim. Now everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Presumably she's not going to go and have her panosa anymore. And that made her so famous and so great. All of that is lost, and she committed suicide. However, there's a second version, Rabbi Cohen, and the second version is that she was Megayeres, that she became a Yidna. Why was she Megayeres? Because the reason why she didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to go and reveal it, because she was afraid that Rabbi Yochanan is going to go and go into competition with her, and she's going to lose her Parnasa, because anybody that has a problem with Tzabdina, instead of going to her, they're going to go to Rabbi Yochanan. When she saw that Rabbi Yochanan was not interested in business, he was interested in helping his fellow Jew that was Chas V'Sholom having the problem of Tzabdina. Apparently this was a fairly common problem, and therefore he wanted everybody to know the refuah so they should not suffer anymore. She was so impressed with Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan didn't keep it as a secret for himself to be able to go and share in the largesse and be able to charge people like she did for Parnasa, and therefore she was Megayeres and she became a Yidna. Two versions of the story in the Yerushalmi. Jokti Marbaita. Alma, what do I see from this story? I see from this story that Rabbi Yochanan was concerned about his shinayim even on Shabbos, and that's why he wanted to know the special potion. Alma kemakashel cholol damya. I see, therefore, I can be potion my shayla. It's like a makashel cholol that you mechal in Shabbos. Amr nachmar yitzvah kshani tzabdina. Hoyle maschel mepeh v'goyim emlein li'ayim. This Tzabdina illness is the type that is extremely, extremely infectious and contagious. It starts in the teeth and in the gum area in the mouth. However, it quickly goes all the way down the esophagus and goes in B'nei Me'ayim, into the stomach and into the colon and into the internal organs. And Hor Lila V'Has, this could be very, very dangerous. So this is not just your regular person going to the dentist. This is something that you have to take antibiotics, because this is something which cholera b'chaz can lead to infections and all other minatures.
Could I tell you?
Yes, Rabbi Cohen would like to add a few words to this discussion.
I had a situation with my toe.
Your toe.
It was red, and it was hurting, and I decided, you know, put some ointment on, whatever it is, painkiller, whatever it is. Then finally on a Friday night, it started to bother me again. I went in one of these outdoor places where they have, there's some medical doctors over there. And I went there Friday night because my stomach area was bothering me a little, but my foot was more painful. And the doctor comes out, he looks at the foot. He says, I think you should see a podiatrist. So I look at him, look at the podiatrist. Go find a podiatrist Friday night, whatever it is. I called Hatzola. I had to have an operation. It was a blockage in one of my arteries.
Oh,
okay. That saved me. It was scary. And here's back and says, don't see a podiatrist. Didn't know to recognize that the infection of my foot was a blockage in the artery, and I had to have cardiac surgery.
Baruch Hashem, you're here to go and tell us about it, and you should go.
I heard Shabbos.
No, a few weeks ago, months ago.
So, but I'm saying, but Soloveitchik, you should know this for a very good.
We're going to see more in a moment. Makas Cherev, anywhere in the body you're allowed to go, it's Mechalas the Shabbos. Anyway, Rabbi Cohen, I'm glad you told us this story, and I'm hoping you'll continue telling us this story for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years in Mir Hashem to come.
But the thing is, I don't understand. Rabbi Yosef says, if Hatzolah goes and brings a person, he's not allowed to go back with the man.
Oh, that's a separate story. We'll talk about that later on. It was matter everything. Yeah, it's endless. We're on to the fifth line of the wide lines anymore. My simne. What is the simne for this tzabdina? In other words, how can you determine what are the symptoms of tzabdina? It's Dr. Yimara, Romin Midi Bekachi. What you should do is you put something into your mouth next to the gums, or my sidom of Beidari, and then you see that it gets full of blood from in between the rows of the teeth. Then you know, oh, this person has sabdina. How does one get sabdina? One out of three ways. If you eat a very cold portion of, for instance, farina, which is made out of chita, made out of wheat, during the cold winter months. Or you eat mechamim bidasari, you eat something which is very, very hot, made out of barley, presumably in the summer months. Or if you eat over what was left over from fried fish hash. What's fish hash? Rashi says, dag shetigneu b'shoimen hayoytzi mimenu im hakemach. You took a piece of fish and you went and roasted it, or you fried it in its own oil together with kemach, together with some sort of flour. You mixed it together, agant to fish ash, and now you're eating the shirayim. Shirayim presumably means that it's already a day or two old, and we all know old fish is nishazoyit. Okay, Zuti Mamai Abdilei, tell us that secret potion that the matron revealed to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabach, read it over. Meisor v'shemen zayis u'melach. Oh, what you have to do is you have to put on meisor. Sor, of course, is essig. Essig is vinegar. Vinegar that you have to mix with mey, with water, or yeast with water. V'shemen zayis or olive oil. Mm-hmm. And olive oil, u'melach, and salt. You put that on, and so that takes away the tzabdina. Marber of Ashi, or mashcha the avza, be God for the avza. The way to go and remove it is you go and take, mashcha means oil, like shemen ha-mishcha, the avza of a goose. So this is goose oil. You go and smear it on, be God for with a feather, the avza with a goose feather. Take a goose feather and smear on goose oil. Omer I was still sick, I still had a tzabdina. And only who tire until I saw a tire Mitzri or Yishmaeli, Rashi said Yishmael, an Arab merchant, and he told me, I see Kashiyosa de Zesa, go and take the pits of a Zayas, of an Aleph, till the Molu Tilsa, which did not have a chance to grow a full third. In other words, they were very premature olives and premature pits. The Kolonu, and go and burn it, Amora Chadata, on the outside of a brand new hoe that you use for farming. The Dovik Bay, and after you go and burn them, take that residue, the Dovik Bay, and glue it on or attach it, put it on the Dori on your rows of teeth, and you'll see in Mir Hashem everything will be fine. Said Abaye Abdi Ochei Atake Didavitzoi, ah! I lost the tzavdina, went away, Baruch Hashem, and everything was great. Great Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, hechi avadachi. How is Rabbi Yochanan allowed to go and use that ointment for the teeth on Shabbos, since the Gemara said that mechalin leis a Shabbos? Apparently it was very, very painful, and tzavdina, remember, is very infectious and contagious and go all the way to the Nehemiah. How is Rabbi Yochanan able to go to the Matronisa for this secret potion? The same Rabbi Yochanan said at the beginning of today's sugya that kol makah shemechalin leis a Shabbos, ay misrapin mehen, you're not allowed to go to a pagan doctor to go and ask for medical advice, because cholila b'chas, they may use that against you, the cholila, to go and kill the yid. Everyone odom choshev shani. Since Rabbi Yochanan is an odom choshev, says Rashi, mistafi mi malchusa l'miktalei. Any doctor would be noivis, would be concerned to chas v'sholem cause Rabbi Yochanan's passing, because then the malchus would go and prosecute that individual. Rabbi Avo was also a greiser Adam Choshuv. V'romel Yaakov Minoa Sama Asake or Asake. Yaakov Minoa, who Deitzchos was a Pshtikel, which doctor was a min, was not Pikoiris. He put a Sama, some sort of potion, on his leg, on his thigh. If it wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi quickly came to the rescue, the word lichachu literally means to lick. So I don't know whether it means literally they licked it off, but at least they wiped off this potion from the leg of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's leg would have had to be amputated, or would have been amputated as a result of that poison, of that acid. So we,
yes, sorry, you have to draw it out.
That's what they say.
Rabbi Avo. If I said Rabbi Yochanan, I apologize. Please, we have a lot to go and cover. Rabbi said. So Zokti Gemara. Rabbi Avo was an Odom Choshev, just like Rabbi Yochanan was an Odom Choshev. So why does the Gemara go and tell us that by an Odom Choshev you don't have to worry about? See, Yaakov Minor, the greatest doctor, Rabbi Avo was an Odom Choshev. Ever the Gemara, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, I didn't read the words properly, I'm sorry. Vile Rabbami, Rabbasi, Lechu, Leshaki, Paske, Leshaki. Period. Then they would have had to go and remove the leg of Rabbi Avo. Every morning, Rabbi Yochanan Roifei Mumchahave. This matronisa was a gross, experienced doctor with a gross reputation, and she would not want to go and ruin the reputation. Rabbi Avo, Frankie Mar, Rabbi Avo, and I Roifei Mumchahave. That story, the Yanka Mino is also an alter doctor, and therefore also Roifei Mumchahave. Every morning, Shani Rabbi Avo. The Mukmi Bei Mine Ben Avshayu, Tomis Nafshi Im Pelishtim. So Rashi tells us, and you remember back on Daf Dalid in Ar Mesechta, Rabbi Avo was famous for having polemics and debates at all times with the Minim, with the Apikarsim, and he was a great galante, was a great, great Bible scholar, if you will. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, not just Gemara, but also Gans Tanach. So in case they came up with any type of questions, he was able to go and shoot them down immediately. And therefore the Minim always went out humiliated from in front of the Kaiser, from in front of the king, because he always won every one of the debates. So Yanka Minua figured, oh, now is the Shasa Koisha to finally get rid of Rebbe Avo, who's been causing us so much humiliation and shame and embarrassment over these years, and therefore I'm going to go and remove his legs, and he's going to be permanently maimed and chuli levachas alamina tzuris, and therefore Yaakov Minua, I might be killed as a result. So it's worthwhile. Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim. Okay. Now from here, Rabbi Isai, end of the Omid Aleph and the entire Omid Beis, we're going to talk about various diseases and maladies and illnesses, and we're going to talk about the medical refuah. However, none of these are the types that we are familiar with, that you go into the pharmacy and you go and buy a jar of this or order or something that. All of these are going to be difficult words, and we're going to have to work together to figure out exactly what these things are. We'll just do the best we can. Amishmul, hay pedata. Now, what's exactly, what's the there pedata? So Rashi tells us, what's the pedata? It's a third of the wide lines, middle of the line. Petza makas cheref. This is what we spoke about before. A person got a terrible cut, like from a sword. What happens? Metazam mean pedata. So Timurim of Shmuel, hay pedata sakanti machalein aleh shabbos. And you remember that was the choices that we had at the top. That's not only begava yad or begava regal, but anywhere in the body, if a person gets a major cut, you have to show them, you have to run to the hospital. They may have cut a vein, they may have cut an artery. You'll speak to the doctor, he'll tell you all of that. So what is the remedy? What is the refuah? Says, if you want to go and stop the bleeding, then tachli b'chala. Tachli is called cress. You put that in chala, in essig. Essig is vinegar. Now, where do you take that? Where do you put that? So there's two pshatim in the toises. First shot of Toysis is, you see two Toysis before the end, Yashku, you should drink it internally. Others say, Yeshua Farshim, no, Lost of Malamaki, you put as an ointment on the outside, like as a mercurochrome, like as a iodine, you put the Tachli Bechala, the cress mixed with vinegar. Now what happens, La'asuke? La'asuke, says Rashi, means if you want the flesh, the skin, to go and redevelop, regenerate, in other words, first the scab, and then after that, it should become normal, healthy flesh again, what should you do? Gard the Yivla, the Gird the Asna, oh, very simply. The word gard, says Rashi, means to krat. The scrapings of Yavla, Rashi says Yavla is the name of an Esev, the name of a grass. So you go take scrapings of the Yavla grass, the Girda, and the scrapings of Asne. Rashi says Asne is like the Sneh by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a thorn bush. You go and scrape some of the Sneh. You take that together with some of the scrapings of the Yavla Esev grass, and you mix that together. Oi, Nikra Mekil Kalta. What's a Nikra Mekil Kalta? Rashi says, Nikra means Teloyin, Shar Tanagoyim Menakrim Biashpa. That the Tanagoyim used to go and peck at the garbage dumps, and they would get these small Teloyim, take some of the Teloyim from the garbage dump. Oh, that's the good, that's what you're supposed to use when a person has Padata. Presumably, you don't consume that, presumably, you go and smear it on the outside of the wound, and this Kitach Arafiyah. Amr of Safra. Hi invisa. The word says invisa. Obviously, the word invisa is related to the word onov. Onov meaning a grape, but here it means avabua. Avabua means a swelling, a boil on the person's body, which looks like an onov. In other words, it has a big boil and it looks like a grape. What is that? Says Imar Parvank the Malach the Moisei. That's Rachman Litzlan. That's a message or a messenger of the Malach Hamavis, where he's sending you a message. The Moisei, you better start doing tshuva now, because otherwise Chas Shalom will be cursed. It's Maya Sutta, but what can you do as a refuah? So Timura, Tigna Bidufsha, the Vusa is Tigna, Zokta Chrashi, Tigna means Esev Hanikro Roida. You go and take the famous Roida grass, and you go and put it bidvash inside honey, and Rashi says Shoich Kenoisa, you have to go and crush it up. This means tigna grass inside honey. Oi karpasa. Karpasa, of course, is like karpas that you have on Pesach. But here, the article says it's referring to celery. Some people use celery for karpas. But tilaya. Tilaya, says Rashi, means a very strong wine. So you mix as a celery and strong wine. And you're going to use that as the refuah. And hachi v'hachi, but until you're able to get those ingredients, what do you do? Leisi invisa basmina, go and take a regular grape, which looks similar to that boil, which is the size of the grape. V'negandr iloi, and now roll the grape on the boil that looks like a grape, as a min tachas minoi type of thing. Chivrisi lechivrisi, a white grape if it was a white boil. V'uchmasi lechuchmasi, and a black grape if it was a black. Amarav, hay simta parvanka de ishtis. The voice meant simta, so Rashi says two lines on the bottom of the omid. Klug belaz noifach oimid ba'adam. That's like a large blister or a large pus pimple on the person's body. that's pravanka, that's a message, the ishtihi, that this person has or will have a fever. Now these types of blisters are fever blisters, heat blisters, and they come on the person's body. Maya susa. So what is the refuah for such blisters? So if you more lamach yeshitin is quickly, you should go and snap your fingers 60 times onto this pimple, onto this blister, and after that, as a result, you've softened it up, and then licorice yesh ve'erev, and now go and take a knife and cut it in both directions, like yesh ve'erev, and as a result, hopefully all the pus will come out of this blister, and the person will have a refuah. That's only if the pimple at the top of the blister, has not already formed a white thing on top. If on the top of it is already white, less than, but then you don't have to be so nervous, because that means it's really turned into a pus pimple, just like today when people have pus pimples. When you see that there's a lot of pus, and then you can go and just puncture it, the pus comes out, and then you have most of the refuah already. The problem is when it's still a blister, it's still hard, and you don't have that pus at the top that you can easily go and puncture. Okay.
Why is it that it comes to certain things like medical?
Yeah.
That if there's no one around,
yeah, that's
quite capable of giving a decision,
right,
saying
mm-hmm.
something,
yeah,
why should you hesitate from being Mechal Shabbos?
If you feel miserable, you feel that you have a sakana, you shouldn't hesitate, you should go and call Atzula and go quickly to the hospital. Anyways, he moves to the doctor. Rabbi Yankov chosh the pika. Rabbi Yankov had a problem with pika. Who says pika? So Rashi piha tabas down below, which means that the person had probably something like hemorrhoids or something similar to that. What do you do? Oyele Rabbi Ami, the Amrila Rab Asi Oyrele. You know what you should do? You should take lazy. Take shev 7. Bini ohala. The word ohala is like the English word aloe. Aloe, as many of you know, is something that you find in soaps and detergents. This is considered to be something which cleanses. So take 7 bini. Besides bini, Rashi says garinen, 7 aloe seeds, tilona, which have the color of like tila shani, which means that they're red. So take 7 red aloe seeds. What do you do with them? Vetzayle, and go and tie them up. Bechala de beit savora. Chalabi Tzavar explains Rashi means that any time that they would go and form a new beged, like a shirt or something like that, you always had to make an opening. So they would go and cut out a piece of cloth. Think in terms of like a talus cotton, that you have to go and cut out a little piece to put your head in. So that piece around the tzavar, around the neck, what did you do with that remnant, with that little piece? Oh, you use that for putting in the 7 red aloe seeds. Now, how are you going to hold it together? Can't put on scotch tape, and rather you should go and turn around it near a barka. Says Rashi, that means hair of an animal. Take animal hair and use it like a thread to go and turn around, like a, use it like a rubber band to hold it together. The tomish lay, and now you toivel it, you go and immerse this package of the 7 red aloe seeds in the remnants of the garment that you cut out to make your talis kutin, or you make your shirt. And you go and dip it into natfa. Notof ushchelis chelvin olvoin. That's one of the samamonim that we say in the Pitam HaTorah. Notof. Go and dip it into notof. Chivra. White notof. If I'm not mistaken, notof is also sap. Anyway, white sap. Velikle. And then you should go and burn this kansa package. Ubadale ilave. And then go and spread it out on that area down below where the person has something like hemorrhoids. Ad hachi b'hachi, but until you're able to get all your ingredients together and your act together, what you should do on a temporary basis is lasi kashiyosa di asna. Asna we had already on the Omer Aleph. That's the snare. That's the thorn bush, like by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kashiyosa explains Rashi means the pits of peiros that grow from such a snare. Maybe it's akin to the sabras that you have in Eretz Yisrael that grow from such thorn bushes, from those cactuses, or something similar. You take the pits of those peiros that grow from the snap, and leinach pika lahadi pika, which means where that pit or that seed has a spalt, has a split in it, go and put it down below to where you have a split, the rectum, where a person goes to the bathroom, and therefore the split against the split, that will take away temporarily, there'll be a temporary medical light. So to Mavani Milapika Yiloah, that's if the problem that you have is in the upper part of the rectum down below. A pikatato amai. However, if it's the lower part, and Rashi said pianekev milamata, and there you have apparently something like a hemorrhoid, my, what should you do for that? Oh, just like gansam dramasa, Rabbi Yisai. Forget about the seven aloe seeds. Now it's gansam this. Laisi tarba de tzvirta. The word tarba means chelev, it means fats. The tzvirta over here, tzvirta does not mean a bird, but Rashi tzvirta says Rashi chelev seira shaloyolda, from a young goat to lay iftach that never had a baby until now. It's so young, it never gave birth. Take the chelev of that young goat, the lifshir, and let it go and melt. The lishdi bay, and then you should go and pour it in or use it as an ointment on that spot, smear it on that spot, and this is on amirchem, the best of the eloi, and if not, and whenever it says the eloi, the tub shotim. Either eloi means it didn't work, in other words, you put on this chelev, the tzvirta, and unfortunately nothing happened, or the eloi means that he couldn't get hold of it. In other words, he went to the marketplace and tried to find a tzvirta, and there were no such young goats that didn't give birth yet. So the eloi, so what should you do instead? Laisi tlas tarfa, you should go and bring three. Tarfa are bletlech, leaves of kara. Kara means of the gourd, pumpkin, cucumber family. To miyabshi, that got dried out, not in the sun, but betula, in the shade. So you take these three leaves, the likli, and now you should burn them, the livda ilave, and then spread it out there, down below, where the person has the prop. The iloi, and if he doesn't have such leaves, or if it didn't work, what should you do? Laisi mishkidei chalzoini. What size mishkidei chalzoini? It actually says something similar to a chalozoin. Well, we know the chalozoin was used to go and dye the dye for the chayles. Rashi is min chalozin, so in the English, in the art school, he says these are mussel shells, M-U-S-S-E-L, mussel shells. I don't know what a mussel is. I asked my wife, and she says it's a type of shellfish. And therefore that would
what
be...
What does he have?
Sorry? That's in the English. That's in the art school, the mussel shell.
Same thing. So,
same thing. I'm just quoting from the art school. Anyway, yes, is that right? Is that what it says, mussel?
Yes, mussel shell.
It says mussel. You see, Rabbi Cohen, I didn't lie to you.
He said it. I don't say it. He said it.
He said it. Okay. The art school says mussel shell.
Maybe Gulu. Maybe Gulu.
Exactly.
The type of shells you see in docks and on ships, I think.
Yeah, those are mussel shells?
I think those are mussel shells.
Okay, no. So you go and bring such mussel shells, and what do you do with that? And you use that for the refuah down below. The eloi and the adnish, if you can't get such mussel shells, it didn't work. Maisi mashach kira, you go and bring, mashach means oil, like shemen amishcha, kira means wax. So you take, says Rashi, a mixture of shemen zayis mixed with wax, which have been mixed together. The linkoit bishachki, and you should go and put it in worn garments. Shachki is like shmatis, that they're worn out already. The kisna, made out of flax or out of linen. The kaita, during the summer months, so that it should be easy and light on the body. Ude amar gufna, gufna tzemer gefen means cotton, bestov during the winter months, which gives warmth to the body. So therefore, you should go and take that mixture of oil together with the wax, and smear it onto, or put it onto this shachki in the summer months, and therefore it's lighter during the winter months, so it's warmer down below. Rebavo had a problem with his ears. Remember, Rebavo had already a problem on the Omer Aleph, and now he has a problem on the Omer Beis. On the Omer Aleph, he had a problem with his shoik, with his thigh. Now he had a problem with his oizen, with his ear. There's oyder lay Rabbi Yochanan, the Amalei Bei Midrasha. Rabbi Yochanan gave him the following advice. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan apparently had some basic medical knowledge because he was getting advice from the Matronisa on certain things. Amalei Bei Midrasha, others said he asked him this medish. My oyder lay, so what did they tell him? Ki odi amar Abaye, like Abaye used to say, Amalei Em, my mother told me. And whenever the Gemara says Amalei Em, we know it doesn't mean his real mother, because Abaye's mother passed away in childbirth, and therefore this means his stepmother that brought him up. What did the stepmother do? She would say, Le'ivri kuliyasa, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created kidneys, the word kuliyasa, like the word kloyo, is kidneys, Eli Udna, for the ear. Now, what does that mean, kidneys for the ear? Yamarava. Omali Minyumi Asya. I asked the famous doctor Minyumi, and he told me, Kulu Shakyanu, the word Shakyanu is like from the word mashka, all liquids, kosher le'udna, are very bad for the ear. Stay liquids and ear, stay away. Labar, except for mimayitakuyos, except for any liquid that is emits from, that comes from, emanates from the cloyas, from the kidneys. Now, how do you get liquid out of kidneys? So, tomorrow, Laisi kul yosa de barcha karcha. What you should go and do is bring kidneys of a barcha karcha. Barcha means a goat. Karcha means that it's bald. Now, not necessarily that this is a bald goat. The word kereach, right, means bald. But actually, not that it's necessarily bald, but rather, when you take a goat and you compare it to a shepsela, to a lamb, then it looks like it's bald. Because here the sheep is full of all of this wool. And here the goat has come a few goat hairs. So in a sense, every goat is a barcha karcha. So take the cloyas, take the kidneys. Who's going to help us out in the medical issues, doctor? Zadke Bench. Have a good day.
We have his gemaras, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we have Abdullah's gemaras. Those will help. Yeah.
No, so for kuach nefesh, we have no problem.
Brother Shai said that even if you're leaving, at least we have your gemaras. Those will enlighten us.
His student medical knowledge is not exactly
that. Exactly. Anyway, so you go and take these cloyas of the barcha karcha of a goat, the likrishes ve'erev, now cut it both ways, the lenech, and put it amalala denura, that she says that means on gecholim loich shois, that means on hot coals, and vano mai denafki minei, since you're roasting it now on the hot coals, there will be liquid and juices that are going to be emitted by these kidneys, lishtinu, take that, b'udnei, and go and shmir it on that person's ear. And make sure, like kariri v'lechamimi ala pshuri, don't put it too cold, don't put it too hot, but only when it's lukewarm. Miloy, and if this doesn't work, or if you don't have such kloyes, what you should do is laisi tarba di chipushta gamlanisa. The word tarba we had before, that's chaylev, of chipushta gamlanisa. Rashi's gamlanisa means it's large, gasa. What exactly is a chipushta? Rashi says it's either an ascrobot, or it's what you call a crocus. So apparently some sort of rodent of sorts, some sort of animal, a huge one, and you take the tarb, you take the chaylev of that chipushta gamlanisa, the lifshar, and you should go and have it melt, the lishti bay, and they all pour it into the ear, lusitzan givalik. The loin, if that doesn't work, lemali li udne mishcha, go and put inside the oizen, inside the ear, mishcha usually means shemen zayis, the levid shev psilta di aspasta, and make 7 psilois, a psil is a wick, make 7 wicks of aspasta. Now aspasta typically means that it's not fully grown tvua, grain which is not fully grown, which you leave after, let's say, 30 days, and you cut it immediately, you use it as cattle fodder, you use it as food for machal b'haima. So that's the aspasta. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra that if you want to have 3 seasons or 3 growings, 3 crops of aspasta, then you can have a very quick, chazakah. You don't have to wait for 3 years. Just 3 aspasta growths would already be enough. And the minimum aspasta is usually 30 days. Anyway, but aspasta is basically premature grain, which you use as hay for fodder. Here you go and take 7 wicks of this aspasta. The lace say shufsi de tumma. Shufsi de tumma, Rashi, tumma of course means garlic. Shufsa, says Rashi, means the middle of the garlic. For those of you that have ever seen real garlic, like you take it out of, excuse me, that you buy in the store, it has on the top of it like something that you can hold on to. And Rashi calls it a base yad shel shum. It's like the handle of the garlic that you can hold on to. Rashi says, "Hein alin hayevashin shehein nechozin behen." These are really dried out leaves from where the knobel was connected to the ground, and therefore you hold on to them. That's the shufta de tuma. You take those. V'leisiv barke b'chad reisha v'lisli b'hu nura, and you go and take one end, and you go and tie barke. Barke we had before means the hair of an animal. You take animal hairs and go and tie it b'chad reisha on one side. V'lisli b'hu nura, and now go and burn it by going and lighting a match and let fire come to it. V'idach reisha, and on the other side, moisva b'udna, go and put that into the ear. V'leisiv udne l'had nura, and let the person's ear be not far from the fire, so it should be warm and hot. V'yizdar mezika, be careful that no zik, zika in this case means a draft. Be careful that no draft should come close to the ear. V'nishkol chode v'nanach chode. So we started off with in this medical remedy that you have 7 wicks of aspasta. So the Gemara is telling us is that as you are lighting one end of the psila of aspasta, obviously at some time shortly thereafter the whole aspasta wick is going to be burned to a crisp. There'll be nothing left. So nishkol chada, as soon as one is burned up, nana chada, light the tzweiten. Put the second one in. And as soon as the second one is consumed, put in the third and the fourth and the fifth. In other words, do one quickly after the other sequentially. Don't let there be any passage of time between one and the other. Lishna Achronah is a second lashon, v'loy, that if this doesn't work or you don't have this, what you should do is laisi shev psilta biyakra, bikra. Go instead, bring seven psiloi, seven wicks, made out of yikra. What exactly is bikra? So Rashi, bikra is, we had before the barka, we had these our animal hairs. Here it means something else. He takes some bikra, of apparently some sort of grass, v'shayif le'mishcha di'aspasta, and go and smear on it mishcha. Mishcha means the oil of aspasta. In other words, take aspasta oil. I think the article called it balsam oil. Smear on this yakra. V'naisi chadreisha benura, put one side in the fire. V'chadreisha be'udnei, one side into the ear. And like we said before, since there are seven of them, v'nishkol chada v'namech chada, as each one of these wicks gets consumed, go and take another one and another one and another one, and do one after the other quickly. Again, be careful that there shouldn't be a draft. And if this doesn't work, if he doesn't have it, laisi udra denoda deloy mashkif. The word says udra denoda. So Rashi says udra denoda means mukin hatzvuin betzeva shekoyin foilet. That you have mukin usually means pieces of material. Pieces of yarn, of cloth, of thread, which are tzavua, which are colored, which have been dyed with a special dye. Take such dyed pieces of cloth, of thread, to lay mashkif. Rashi says lay mashkif means that they were not properly beat, like it's not fully combed or fully brushed. In other words, it's still fairly raw. The nanachba, and go and put that into the ear. The slightly udna the hadinura, and now have your ear not far from the fire. Umizdar mezikin, again, be careful, there shouldn't be a draft. And this amitcha will give the refuah. The eloy, and if this doesn't work, laisi guvsa de kanya atika bar meyashadim. Go and make a kufsa. A guvsa means like a tube, like a thin pipe. The kanya made out of reeds, kana. Atika, very old, bar meyashadim, which is already 100 years old. And our Gemara says alim lechei, which would mean to salt it, but on the side there's another gear, so which lechayra is easier. Alim lai, and you should fill up this tube, this pipe, milcha galanisa, with milcha, of course, is salt. Galanisa, says Rashi, means rock. So fill it up with rock salt, velikli, and then go and burn it, velidbik, and then go and attach it, go and put it next to the ear, the simonech, and that you should remember. Don't mix up the ointments and the potions over here. Retiva the abeshta, something which is moist for a dry ear. The abeshta and something dry, retiva, for a moist ear. What does that mean? So you look at Rashi, five lines before the wide lines. Retiva the abeshta, retiva, says Rashi, kol refus halalu. Even shavas the chol chayli. They're not all the same, the chol chayli oizen, for any type of ear problem. The earlier refuahs that we mentioned in the Gemara, which are moist kigoyin, ma yito kulyasa. That's the kidney oil, the kidney emissions. Umashach kira, or we took the olive oil and we mixed it together with the wax. Ukiyoytsevet. All of these are moist. Man loizni yabashet. Go and put that, or yavsha, put that into an ear which is dry. Obviously, there's some sort of disease here. The ain might see alecha, and therefore it's not producing the normal amount of mucus that you would usually find in ears. Or if we shall yavesh, on the other hand, keep going goofs to the kanya. We spoke about taking this tube made out of the dried reeds from 100 years old. And you filled it up with rock salt, which of course is hard. Where there's just too much mucus which is coming out, you should go and use something which is dry to stop the moistness that's coming out of the air. Right, back to the Gemara. Omer Rabba Bar Zuch, Omer Bchanina. Malin oznayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to go and push up the ears on Shabbos. What means exactly to push up? So Rashi says, first wide line, gidei oznayim, the sinews that are holding up the ears, that keep the ears attached to the person's head. Pom shiyorn lamata, sometimes they kind of sag. Umesparken alechayayim, this could cause problems for the lechi, for the cheekbones, that they might have problems. The tzarcha aloisim, so therefore you have to go and lift up the ear. The yesh takana medavar. This is something which is musuka. This is not a laughing matter. This is a serious business if you have sagging ears. So what can you do? Malas levishav. You're even allowed to do it on Shabbos. Turn of Shmuel by Yehuda piyad. Do it with your hands. Beloy b'sam, but don't use any medicines. Ikri amis other say for kip b'sam. You are allowed to use medicines. Beloy b'yad, but don't do it with your hands. My timer for mizrif zarif. If you're going to go and try to push up the ear with your hands, says Rashi, oyse chabura. It's going to be worse if you're going to stop playing around with your hands, because you might chas v'shalom make it worse. Ma'agamtz a disease. Al shir sam ein shem chil deraisa. Anytime we're talking about sam, it's not a chil deraisa. Well, what does Rashi mean a shem chil deraisa? Any one of these potions that we spoke about before. The real concern with taking medicines on Shabbos was exeda mishum shchikas samim onim. Then in the good old days, you weren't able to just go into the apotheke, into the pharmacist, you gave him your prescription, and then he handed you up a bottle of oil, or a bottle of tablets, or of capsules. But what it used to be is that he would go and mix together, he would go and crush a few weeds, and a few of this, and a few pieces of grass, and a few plants, and made a ganze mishachs out of it, and that crushing would be shchikas samamanim, which is an issur malacha on Shabbos. So even though that no longer really applies today, but anytime you have a tekana from Chazal from years and years ago, you can't be mevatel it unless you have a bezin shegodl mimenu bechachma ube minyan. So therefore, the chachilah not let her go and take any medicines on Shabbos, unless of course it's a chodesh yesh by sakana, that's a ganthandra meisim. So our Gemara is telling us is this masim with yoz na'ayim is in fact a chodesh yesh by sakana if you don't take care of it, of the sagging ears, and therefore make sure you do it quickly and do it with medicine, because if you're going to go and do it with your hands, it might make it even worse, and you're going to come to Chil Shabbos D'Oraisa instead of potential Chil Shabbos Rabbanan.
Which Amalacha is you do Minyan B'Shabbos? What Amalacha is
about? Shchikas Samamanim?
No. If you do with your hand.
If it's going to make a Chabura. Oysa Rashi says, Oysa Chabura. Chabura is going to be Moitzi Dam, or the Shalim, it's a Machloikis in Mesechtis Shabbos, whether it's called Alts Moitzi Dam or Alts Shoichet, but whichever it happens to be, Lamasa, anytime you...
By Morsa that you we talked about.
Mappas Morsa, yeah. Getting out the pimple.
Yeah.
Getting out the pus out of the pimple.
Why do we say today we have more competent people today than that before?
We mean doctors?
Yeah.
I have no idea whether they're more competent. Maybe they're less competent.
How could you say that?
Medicine is far more sophisticated than that. But I don't know that the doctors are better. There were many, many doctors of yesteryear who were fantastic doctors.
Was advanced in medicine more compared to years ago?
Knowledge is advanced, but not the art of medicine.
There's much more in terms of treatises and knowledge, that's for sure. There's lots more knowledge. But whether the doctors are more competent, I'm sure there's some doctors who are very competent and some doctors who are schwach, you know. Yeah. Like in every generation.
What do you got to say?
I don't give labels to myself.
Let's continue on. Shemorda. This is an eye that is being morid, that's rebelling. It's rebelling, says Rashi, to the point Shiroitza Lotzeis. The never the eye wants to leave its socket. That's how rebellious this eye is. Says the Gemara, if you have such an eye, Mutl Khoikhl Bishabbas, then you're allowed to go and put an eye ointment on Shabbos to go and save the eye that the Chas v'Shalom shouldn't never fall out. So we thought that this is talking about that the medical ointment is already prepared from Friday, from yesterday. And you don't have to go mishah today. But to go and have someone today crush the ointment together and make agamsa maisa, and then the carriage yourself, chas shalom, chil shabbos deraisa. That's what we thought. Because it's a real sakana, and therefore don't tell me any business. It has to already be prepared. It has to be shusay yochid. No. You're allowed to be over number of isurim because it's pikuach nefesh. See, Gemara Taka tells Rav Yehuda shorel mikchal ene b'Shabbos. We had such a situation. Rav Yehuda was matir to go and do the chikas masamim on him, and go and shlep in Shisram, and go and shmir on the eye in Shabbos. Only Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, "Man tzayis li Yehuda mochel Shabbos. Who is going to listen to you, Rav Yehuda? your machal, machal some lashon mechalel shabi mechalis shabbosis. You're mechalis shabbos. What are you doing telling people the mikhal ain't a mechalis? Holy levachas. The tonish. The soif, guess what happened? This Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, who was so fiery, talking about that Rav Yehuda was mechal shabbos, he had that problem himself of such an eye in murder, of an eye that Chas Shalom wanted to jump out of its socket. I'm sorry. Shalach lei. He sent the following shaila to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. I'm sorry. To Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda sent it to Rav Yehuda. Shari oy aser. Is this permitted or is it aser? Of course, he was hoping to hear from Rav Yehuda that it's mutter because Rav Yehuda was matter. Shalach lei. He answered him. Lekuli al mishari. For the ganze welt is mutter. Lididach aser. But for you, it's aser. Why is it aser for you? Because you would paskin for yourself the matonish. It's like the Indian of Shavi Anaf Sheikh Hatikha Di Surah. You took it upon yourself that you're not allowed to. And continued on, Rav Yehuda, you're questioning me. You think I made up this kula, this hatter? The Marshmuli. I remember the story of Marshmuel.
He was a doctor.
Besides being a doctor, he was a great Talmud Chacham, like we have every single Omid in Shas Kemat. Hey, Amsa. I'm sorry?
Right. He was a astronomer.
Astronomer too. He was a real star, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, says Yimara, what was the story of Marshmuel? That he Amsa, there was a dienst, that means a maidservant, to have a Bey Marshmuel who was in the house of Marshmuel, to Kodchale Eina Bishabata, that her eye got very, very feverish and very heated and probably swollen and terrible on Shabbos. Tzavcha, she was screaming, Rabbi Yisrael, I need help. But nobody wanted to help her. And guess what happened? Paka Eina. Eventually, Nebuch the eye taka fell out of the socket. Lemochan, the next day, Marshmuel Novik, Marshmuel Bedorash. You see, Mamish Sakonas Nefoshes, Mutl Kaikl Shabbos, you're allowed to go and put on the ointment and Shabbos to go and say it. So if you want my time, what's taka the reason? After all, okay, the person loses an eye. Nobody denies an eye is a very important organ in the body, or part, a very important part of the body.
It was base, though.
Fine. But who says that this is enough for Pikuch Nefesh? The rest of the body can continue living for another 50 years. So tomorrow, the reason is my timer, because to shrine the aina be ovnis of the liba tongue. Because eyesight is connected somehow to the heart strings and heart threads of the body. So apparently if a person loses his eyesight, that's an indication that there is a weakness in the heart. And it's a weakness in the heart, we all know, chas v'shalom, cardiac arrest and things of that nature, cholila b'chas, what might happen. So tomorrow, going my. So what are the symptoms that we can see that this person has taka an eye, which is morda, which is chas v'shalom, in danger of falling out and in danger of weakening the whole body? Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda gives a whole bunch of symptoms. Keep going. Rira. Rira means that there's a lot of secretions coming out of the eye. Or ditza. Rashi says ditza means a very stabbing pain. Rashi says, what's the lashon of Rashi about ditza? Ashpunit, lashon neitza utchiva. Itza utchiva like is a stabbing type of thing. So you have stabbing pain in the eye. Or dama, nevach, you have blood coming from the eye. Dimasa, you have tons of treirin, of it's tearing very, very, very much. The kidcha, and it's very feverish. Kidcha means it's very hot. And each one of these, we're talking about at the beginning of the choli, when the person is just becoming sick. Lafuke, to exclude soif oichla. The person, Baruch Hashem, already had this now for the last few days, and we're already at the end of this machla. He's almost done. And he just wants some more ointment, some more stuff, because he wants to quicken it up, or because he has, as Rashi, a small amount of discomfort, but it's not real pain, it's not a real difficult medical issue. We're already, 95% we're done. Or uptuchi eina. Uptuchi eina means he just wants to improve his eyesight, as opposed to chas v'shalom losing his eyesight. In these cases, the loy doshanish. You're allowed to do something if it's a real, real danger, but just to go and cosmetic effect the shemesh. Om Rav Yehuda. Zibura udecharzi svilu. The simta udekoivle aina for osi ilave ishta kulu beiboni sekanta. the following that we've just now enumerated, each one of those, if the person has it, don't go into a hot bath, because a hot bath would be poisonous for this type of situation. So what is the situation we're talking about? Zibura means that a person had a sting, either from a bee or a wasp or a hornet. Udachar Nisilu, somebody got cut from thorns that cut into his body. Or Simta is nochaza means
a blister.
Oh, Shkoyev, we had Simta Niyamav. Yeah, that was a blister, thank you. Person has a blister. Udkoyev le'ena, person that has eye pains. Va'asi ilavei ishta, or the person has a fever that's growing on his body. All of these, kulu be'menei be'bani sakanta. All of these going into hot bath is a sakar. Chama lechama. Chama over here means, says Rashi, a radish. A radish is something that cools the heat of a person. Therefore, if a person has chama, if he has fever, he should eat radishes. The silka beets brings heat to the person. Let's see, if a person has chills, he should go and eat beets. That can be beet for a chill. Vichilufan, if it's the other way around, the person takes radishes when he has chills, or if he takes beets when he is hot, when he's cold, what happens to those? I'm sorry, when he's hot, what happens to those cases? The contents chas v'sholom eitzakana. So take radishes to cool off the body, and take beets to warm up the body. Fakir toyish. Chamim li akrava ukri li zibura v'chilufa sakanta. If you had akrava, a scorpion bite, and or a sting, I don't know what scorpions do, but whatever they do, if a bite or a sting, Hamimi, go and put something warm on that, something hot. Ukri the zibura, we already have the zibura, means the hornet or the wasp or the bee. Put kriri, something cold. The chilu says the other way around, sakanta would be a sakar. Hamimi le silu, ukriri le chaspanisa. Vosais a silu. A silu we had already before, that somebody got a cut. What do you do with a cut from, for instance, from a thorn bush, from thorns? You go and put chamimi on. You put on something warm. And Rashi points out, even though we said a moment ago, that if you had charzi silu, that don't take a hot bath, says Rashi, a hot bath, takanat. But a warm compress on top of it, that's okay. Just don't heat up the whole body, the dustoyish. Ukriri, something cold, lechaspenisa. What's chaspenisa? The top Rashi, sedokin shebefnei adam. Person has cracks in his face. What should you do? Put on something cold for a refuah. The chiluf, if you do the other way around, you put something hot on the face for into sakanta, that could be a sakana. Chala is esig, it's vinegar. Lisiburi. What's I siburi? Rashi says, akoz is damik tefayim. Person just had a bloodletting session. Don't go and drink vinegar now. That would not be a good thing. I'm sorry, the other way around. Chala, vinegar for someone who just let out blood, that's good. Umunini, dogim ktanim, says Rashi, small fish, quite like sardines or something like that. Letanisim, for someone who just fasted, those is git. Chilu, for the other way around. For someone who just fasted, if he starts drinking vinegar, or someone who just did bloodletting, if he's going to eat these fish, look, sakanta, that's a sakana. Tachli is cress, we had that before. This sibura is the sakozes dam that we just spoke about, person that had bloodletting. So if a person has tachli, if he ate the cress, that the sibura, and then afterwards he lets out the blood, that's a kanta, that's a sakana. In other words, don't eat cress before the next time you go to your bloodletter. Ishta, if a person has fever, the sibura, now he goes to the bloodletting doctor, please take out the blood, sakanta, that's also sakana, don't do it. Koyev eina, if a person has problems with his eyes, pains in his eyes, the siburi lets out blood, sakanta, again that's a sakana. Sheni ledag dam. The second day after you eat fish, then you can go and take dam, then you can go and let out blood. Sheni ledam, the second day after letting out blood, then dag, then you can eat fish. Shlishilo, however, the third day, lo yisakanta dusa shoyin asakana. In other words, if you eat the fish the next day, the second day, it's good. But 2 days later, on the third day, that's already sakana. You shouldn't do that.